you were just talking about that time that we went to the Gretchen Wilson concert together.
I will never forget that because you made me learn all the words to Redneck Woman.
I have a really hard time driving and listening to this one because I start singing along and pretending like I'm a backup dancer or something.
I liked it the first 8,632 times I heard it.
I see people drunk at the pool doing the ay, ay, ay.
Work, 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 work. Because I'm amazing.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. All right, Deontay, it's time for another episode of Stuff with Shannon.
I'm glad we're here.
I am too. I'm excited about this one.
I think it's going to be a good one.
I do too. One thing that we have in common, I think, is we love music.
Yes.
I think it's probably one of my biggest passions. It's something that I can sit at my computer for 3 hours on a day where there's nothing going on and just find new music.
You are totally a music chick.
I know you used to make fun of me because I could remember all the lyrics to pretty much any song that you could hear on the radio.
Yes.
And you were just talking about that time that we went to the Gretchen Wilson concert together.
I will never forget that because you made me learn all the words to Redneck Woman.
It's a great song.
And you were like, you can't come with me unless you learn all the words.
And you did it?
I sure did.
That's awesome. I appreciate your commitment.
And it was the only song of hers that I knew. And I learned every word just for you.
Did you like the concert?
I did. It was fun.
Okay, good. Good. She was great back in the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to her since then.
One hit wonder? Did she have another
song? She had a few hits, yeah. But she wasn't any Britney Spears or anything, obviously.
No.
So with our love for music, it drives me kind of crazy because sometimes I'll be driving in my car and I'll flip through stations and I'll hear somebody say, this is the song of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it's pretty much the same songs according to everybody that I hear.
Right.
So, of course, you've probably heard that Despacito is going to be one of the songs of the summer.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído.
And you know, yeah, I like it.
I liked it the first 8,632 times I heard it.
Yeah, it does get played a lot.
I mean, a lot, a lot.
And it's kind of one that it's just now summer vacation for kids and stuff, and I'm a little bit burnt out on it already.
Yeah.
I probably would like it better if I could sing along with it, but I can't do that. So that really affects my opinion of the song, I think.
I think it's a good song. It's just, it's too good because they're playing it too much.
Yeah.
I think it needed a slow build.
It didn't have that at all.
No.
And it's still number one on iTunes, I think. It's crazy.
It just came out of nowhere and hit you, and now it won't stop.
I think Justin Bieber has had the top three songs on iTunes over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
This is another one that I've heard more than one person say is going to be the song of the summer. Justin Bieber has become kind of the new Future.
Yeah.
Or the new, right now, Quavo. Quavo's on everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber can't be stopped. I don't understand it.
I don't either. And you always see him like out screwing around. He's hanging out at a club. He's naked on a beach or on a boat. When does he have time to work?
I don't know, but apparently he makes the time because he is killing it right now, obviously.
Yeah.
So that one was I'm the One, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, who is not the same as Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid is super talented.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the two obvious choices, the ones that I've heard multiple people on the radio say, okay? Mm-hmm. But here's one that I am obsessed with.
Okay.
And it is country. They've tried to do a pop music version of it. I'm not a big fan of it, but I love this song. Body like a back road. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
I've never heard this song.
Seriously?
No.
It's so good. I ain't in no hurry. I'm gonna take it slow just as fast as I can. Oh. I love that song.
Yeah, I'm not loving that.
Okay, I have one more, and then I want you to tell me about one of yours, okay?
Okay.
This song has been on repeat in my car nonstop probably for about a month now.
Okay.
Love, love, love. Niall Horan, Slow Hands. 'Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow hands. Like sweat dripping down. I have a really hard time driving and listening to this one because I start singing along and pretending like I'm a backup dancer or something.
I know. I wish there was a camera right now so everybody can see you.
Your plans and those slow hands.
Woo! So good. So good. That could totally be a song of the summer. If it's not, I know nothing about music. If that does not have the potential to be the biggest song of the summer, I don't know anything about music. That is so good.
That definitely has summer song potential.
God, I love it.
That's a good one.
Can you tell how much I love it? God, I love it so much. Okay, I've done a lot. I'm very excited, so I need a minute to breathe.
Okay.
I'm going to let you give one of your songs of the summer.
This is my song of the summer. Paramore, Hard Times.
Hard times.
I love her. She's, I love her so much.
She is one of my celebrity top tens.
Oh,
she
man.
She has been on my list for years. Did you see her on the Today Show last week?
No, I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel.
The one with the jumpsuit
yes.
and her eyes were painted.
Uh-huh.
And what did you think about that?
I think it's cool. Katy Perry was doing that thing over the weekend where you watched her like the whole weekend.
Yeah, a couple weekends ago. Yeah.
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 And I think it's kind of like, I guess that's like a thing now with the bright colors and the...
Okay, Hailey from Paramore is infinitely cool.
Oh.
She can do no wrong, in my opinion. Her hair can be red, it can be blonde, it can be blue, it can be rain. I don't care. She's beautiful, and she can dance on the stage in a jumpsuit and some checkered Vans, and I'm still in awe because she just has that thing.
She is so amazing. Do you remember when she came in studio?
Yeah, that was a big deal for me.
That was the first time I'd ever even heard of her, and I was blown away. I was blown away.
Their new stuff has kind of an 80s feel to it, which
yeah.
I think is, I like that a lot.
Uh-huh.
But it's not, I don't know, it makes me happier than 80s music does.
Yeah, it's not like kitschy 80s music, like trying to be 80s music.
Yeah, Paramore is definitely an act that I'm going to try to get on the show for sure. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm going to try.
I love
and
her.
I for sure want to be at that concert.
She's amazing.
She's great.
And my kids love her too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That song, Ain't It Fun?
Yes.
Living in the Real World. You should play that for your kids.
They love it. We already have it. It's on our dance party mix.
Oh, do you guys sing to the end of it?
Uh-huh.
Don't go crying.
That's my kids' favorite
part. That's so good.
That's their favorite part. That was a summer song, wasn't it?
I feel like it was.
I think it
was. Late spring, early summer, possibly.
Yeah. And when they stopped playing it on the radio, my kids would ask how come they didn't play it anymore because they don't understand how
radio works.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like, how come the Don't Go Crying to Your Mama song doesn't come on the radio anymore?
And then you magically pick your phone up and push play, and there it is, right?
That's right, because I'm amazing.
So another group that has been in, and this song is finally starting to blow up a little bit. It's really a slow build. But AJR, three brothers,
mm-hmm.
their names start with the letters A, J, and R.
Okay.
And they have this song called Weak. Hold on. Here's what I love about this song. Nobody else is doing anything that sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Noah Cyrus song, Cry? All you ever do is make me.
No.
And then the teardrop sound. Like the hook of her song is the teardrop sound. It's not a word. It's the sound.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love that song because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody else who has ever used a teardrop sound as the hook. And these guys are kind of the same thing. They don't sound like anybody else that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the song is so catchy just with that. I see people drunk at the pool doing the better than me, of course, but I see that. I love that song.
It is a good one.
I hope that it starts to take off a little bit more than it has. So your turn, D.
I have mixed feelings about this song.
Okay.
Because I like it, but it does sound like their most previous hit, Fifth Harmony.
Long as you're holding me down, down, down. I'm gonna keep loving you down, down, down. Long as you're holding me down.
Work, work, down. Work, 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 work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep loving you.
That that's kind of their sound.
I know.
And they have a signature sound-ish, and that's kind of it.
I know. But and so it sounds just like Work. It's like the remix of Work, and they just replaced it with the word down.
Hey, you know what? One word
but
songs
I like it.
Seem to work for them.
I like it. I saw them perform it on the Good Morning America concert series thing, and I love it.
It was good?
It was good. All their stuff is good.
I haven't heard it all the way through. I'll be completely honest. I've seen it, but I haven't heard it all the way through. I've got a little bit of an aversion to them since Camila Cabello left.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't understand why I feel that way. I think I need to spend some time pondering my thoughts and figure out what my new issue is with them. But I haven't really given them a chance on this one. So I'm going to put it on my playlist and listen to it on the way home.
It's catchy. You can't not listen to it.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay. This one, speaking of Katy Perry, I think we just talked about her. Her new album, Witness, just came out a couple weeks ago. I love her. She's also on my celebrity top 10 crush list. And this song came out right after Chain to the Rhythm or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't really take off. And I don't understand why, because it's so catchy. But it's Katy Perry, Swish, Swish.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Can't touch this. Another one in the casket.
Your game is. And then she talks about karma keeps receipts and you're like an expired coupon. I don't know how she thought to think of these. Like, I don't even know how to explain my thoughts on it. I don't know where these thoughts came from in her head to compare Taylor Swift to an expired receipt.
I'm on the fence with this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know. I used to really, really love her. And this whole thing with her and Taylor Swift is just kind of on my nerves.
Yeah, I get that.
And so I think that's kind of clouding my opinion of her.
I think they secretly have to be best friends. And they know that this publicity gives them so much more talk that they just keep it going. But Katy Perry apologized.
I think she spent too much time saying, I don't know why we're doing this. Why can't we all just get along? She did that for too long before she finally just said, hey, you know, let's suck it up and make this work.
And now it's on Taylor.
Yeah.
She's got to come up with something good.
Yeah, but she's busy off with her boyfriend, hiding out, trying to recover from the Kanye West, Kim Kardashian thing.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So.
All right. So that might not be a song of the. That's fine. It'll be my song.
You know what I think it's going to be?
What?
A dance song of the summer.
Oh, I love it.
So it's a club song.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't strike me as a song you're going to hear on the radio a bunch.
No.
But I think if you're a club kid.
Yeah, duh.
That's so you.
I'm always out at the club taking my shirt off, doing ecstasy and things. Not really.
With glow sticks.
Not really. Yeah. The ones you put in your mouth.
Is that what they do now?
Yeah, they put them in their mouth. The little bite stick things,
oh.
I think. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I should invent that if they don't have it. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I don't like this song, but because of who sings it, and because of the song, I think it's going to be a song of the summer. I think it's going to be one of those that I end up liking, even though I don't really like it.
Okay. What is it?
Drake, Passion Fruit.
Passionate from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my always.
This song's getting quite a bit of play on the radio, though, is. I mean, it's starting to.
I know. I don't love it, though.
I don't either.
But I think it's, I mean,
I still listen to it when I hear it.
Yeah. See, I think that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to change the station when I hear it come on, but I don't really have strong feelings about it. I think it's just going to be one of those songs that
you just hear over and over.
Yeah. But I think because it's Drake.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a given.
Absolutely.
So.
Do you know Julia Michaels?
No.
She sings that song, Issues. I got issues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She just released a new single.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Uh-Huh.
Okay.
And this also is another one that sounds different than other stuff, and I think that's why I love it so much.
Okay.
I think you're moving in too close, but I think that it's my body wanting it the most. Like, I don't know what it is I feel, but I know it's my emotions going in for the kill. Like,
I don't like the way that you look at me when there's something playing that you don't care for.
Yeah, I'm going no on that.
I love it.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
Gwen Stefani, No Doubt.
It does, now that you mention that.
Total ripoff.
I love her, though. I think she's so talented.
I love Gwen Stefani.
I do, too. And I like Julia Michaels.
Yeah, that Issue song gets on my nerves, too. So.
I still love it. It's so true. I mean, come on. What girl?
I got issues.
Okay,
we got it.
Tell me, what do you think about this song?
Oh, okay. I'm trying.
you know.
I love everything that Selena Gomez does.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't like the song that she's got with Kygo.
Mm-hmm.
It Ain't Me.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I don't like that one. I think I've just heard it too many times.
Mm.
Love Bad Liar.
Yeah, I like it.
Love, love, love Bad Liar.
I just love her. I still think she's just super sweet and super cute. And I think she's not over the top with the look at me, I'm a grown up sexy girl now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think she's good at being sexy without throwing it in your face. Look at me, I'm sexy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that song too. I know that you had another one that you wanted to bring up. So.
I did.
And I don't know about this one.
It had to grow on me, but it's there now. And I think it's going to be here until like September.
Unless I'm missing the lyrics. Does it say Percocet?
Probably.
Okay. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Yeah, that's Percocet. Miley Percocet. Represent. Gotta represent. Chase a chick. Never chase a chick. No. Mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Get mask on. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Chase a chick. Never chase a chick. Yeah, that's good.
I know.
That's good.
I tried to not love it, but then you hear it and then just makes you want to dance a little bit.
Now, that makes me think of some other songs that I keep on my workout playlist or something. They're kind of throwback songs
mm-hmm.
to old songs of the summer, possibly. And I wanted to mention those
okay.
to see what you think about them, because
okay.
these are all-time favorites of mine. These are ones that I will roll my windows down, turn my bass up in my little Maserati,
mm-hmm.
and drive around looking like a fool. Because I love these songs. So this one, Pursuit of Happiness,
oh.
from Project X, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Seriously. Why didn't this ever become a huge hit?
Yeah, I don't love this.
I don't think we can be friends anymore. Okay, how about this one? You have to like this one.
Okay.
Okay, ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. It changes up so many times. Like at the beginning, it's super slow, and then it gets into a rappy thing, and then it does the Skrillex stuff, and it's got so many elements in that one song. It makes me happy. I love it.
Yeah, that's one of those where I'm like, I think that's making my head hurt.
Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
This is one that I have. When my friend lived here in town, she drove a drop-top Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
So it was two little white girls in the worst part of town with the top down listening to this song, probably looking stupid. And now we say that it's our song.
Okay. I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm always high. Got your bitch waving at me when
I roll by. I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. Lloyd Banks. Beamer Benzimentley. Cool. Yes, no.
We need At the Stuff Podcast TV, because what makes this song really great is you dancing to it.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. I have to make sure I keep my hands on the steering wheel if I'm listening to that while I drive, because I just want to like be cool and throw my hands up and stuff. And unfortunately, you can't do that.
Throw your hands up in the air like you just don't care.
Pretty much. Okay, one more. And okay. if you disagree with this one, there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. This song is so catchy. I didn't even know the hook of it, because I feel like the whole entire song is the hook.
Okay.
Okay? Here you go. Carrie Hilson, Turning Me Off. This one.
Yeah, I know this one.
This one's great. And Pretty Girl Rock, too, Carrie Hilson.
Well, I have issues with the Pretty Girl okay, Rock, but this is a good song.
What don't you have issues with at this point? That's what I want to know.
It's just so stupid. The pretty girl. Okay, we get it. You're
Who
pretty.
Who else would sing that, though?
Nobody, I hope.
That's what it takes for me to like a song, is it has to be unlike any other song I've heard. That's what I've decided. That's all that I had. That was the whole reason for me liking any of these songs, pretty much, was it sounds it's not like anything else I've heard on the radio. Get a grip, Shannon. Good
you should
grief.
Be an A&R.
Yeah, right? So, we could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be right with our picks for the song of the summer.
My number one pick is Paramore.
I can't agree with you on that. I love them, but I'm going with Slow Hands.
Hmm.
I love it.
We'll check back in August.
Maybe. We'll probably forget before then.
Probably.
So we'll put this list up on our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast.
There you go.
And you can let us know what you think. Are we completely off base?
Yeah.
Did we hit the nail on the head?
Vote for Paramore. We should put up a poll.
And let us know what we might have missed.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too. Because I think people like that new, who's the One Direction guy?
Liam Payne?
No, the other one.
Harry Styles?
Is that the one with the really slow song?
Oh, Sign of the Times.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I couldn't. I don't like it.
That's
I don't
the
like it.
Whiniest, slowest, miserable song.
Harry Styles' style is one that I have not quite come to terms with.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
I'm working on it. But for right now, my boyfriend in One Direction is Niall Horan. I'm calling him. You can't have him.
I mean, I don't really want him.
Okay, good. Because it was going to be a cat fight if you did.
He's yours.
Check out At The Stuff Podcast on Facebook. And I guess next time, what were we going to talk about? I don't even remember.
Hot guys.
And women. Our celebrity top 10 list.
There you go.
Yes, can't wait for this one.
Woohoo!
Love you, Deontay.
Love you too, Shannon.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.